I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Mississauga Mayor Bonnie Crombie said that she hopes the current lockdown measures are the last ones, as restrictions begin to loosen on January 31st in Ontario. In a press conference, Crombie cited that small business owners in this Greater Toronto Region cannot afford to keep closing and reopening, and that she believes in a gradual loosening of some restrictions. In-person public areas will be set at 50% in Stage 2 of this reopening, to avoid potential future lockdowns or reversals on the reopening strategy. She supports keeping the 50% restrictions in place for as long as needed.
We have to ensure that this reopening sticks. Our small business owners simply can't afford another lockdown. We have to keep moving forward. And I think the best way we can continue moving forward is by doing so cautiously and gradually, and by continuing to encourage people to get vaccinated and to get boosted. The last thing we want to do is to open businesses only to have to close them again, which is why I was happy to hear Premier Ford say that he will continue to monitor the situation closely and that the dates for easing restrictions could change depending on public health trends. I encourage the province to continue to keep public health measures that we know are effective in place for the foreseeable future, including masking and proof of vaccination. If we need to stay at 50% capacity in certain settings because the trends warrant it, please don't hesitate to do so. This needs to be the last lockdown we see on businesses here in Mississauga. Our residents and businesses can't afford it anymore.
Further, Crombie is asking all Mississauga and Peel Region residents to get vaccinated, especially second and third booster doses for those who are eligible. One of the upcoming events is the return of the Doses After Dark event, which hosts vaccine appointments until midnight. The event is catered towards individuals that cannot book appointments during the day due to work hours or have difficulty finding childcare.
As we move forward with the reopenings, the single most important thing you can do to ensure our businesses and our city facilities stay open is getting your vaccine. And while we've made huge strides in getting two doses to the vast majority of our residents 12 plus, as well as getting more shots into the arms of the 5 to 11 year olds, we need more people to step up to get their boosters. While two doses gives you some immunity, protection against infection decreases over time, particularly against the Omicron variant. Three doses, on the other hand, not only provides better protection from getting infected in the first place, but in many cases also reduces severity. Dr. Lowe and Peel Public Health continue to work to make it as easy as possible to get boosted. Just last week, we opened a new fixed clinic at Rockwood Mall, and we have pop-up and school clinics running each and every day. And I'm happy that Peel Public Health is launching two more versions of Doses After Dark, our successful pop-up clinic that provides residents with the opportunity to get their vaccine all afternoon and evening. The next one will be held on Saturday, February 5th, from 1 p.m. until midnight at the SaveMax Centre in Brampton, followed by one at Mississauga's Rockwood Mall on February 12th from 1 p.m. to midnight once again. We also know that some residents have been hesitant to get boosted because they were only being offered Moderna due to the shortages. The good news is that we now have both Pfizer and Moderna on hand and available, which are both excellent, and all residents over 18 plus should get their boosters as soon as possible, especially with the reopenings happening this Monday.
So far, two clinics are scheduled for early February. Mississauga and the surrounding Peel region have experienced spikes by the two COVID-19 variants, the Delta and Omicron, throughout the pandemic. This western region of the Greater Toronto Area has seen a disproportionate number of cases since 2020, compared to the city average. Mississauga is averaging close to 800 COVID-19 cases per day, according to the Peel region website. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.